101.5 WMFO Medford.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Suck. Yes, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. What have we been listening to? Well, started that block off with Mark Bolan and T-Rex with Liquid Gang. We had Mick Ronson, Only After Dark, then David Bowie with Queen Bitch. Penetration with Don't Dictate. Tom Robinson Band in there with 2468 Motorway. And the Dictators covering the Stooges with Search and Destroy. And then we ended the block off with the Daisies, Piece of My Love. And I have the Daisies right in front of me. The Daisies are Mikey Holland. What's going on, brother?
How are you, buddy?
All right, I got to put up your...
I'm out there.
There he is.
There he is.
Mikey Holland, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, doing well.
Brought your acoustic guitar, huh?
I did, yeah.
Why don't, before we, like, you know, get your history and stuff, why don't we jam out a tune, huh?
Cool.
You ready for it?
So you played the Ramones little rock block you asked me earlier.
Right.
So I figured I would play a Ramones-y tune that I wrote.
Okay.
Kind of go with the metaphor of Ramones rock.
Sounds great to me.
So this is on a new record that I'm recording.
The Daisies on MFO.
Do you wanna come to my house? We drink cheap red wine till it comes out of a rising tail of mouse.
Stuff, man.
Thank you.
So it's Mikey Holland, and you are basically the Daisies, huh?
Yeah, you know, I have a revolving cast of misfits and weirdos who lend me their time and their talents. But yeah, I mean, I write all the stuff, I record all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of a one-man operation.
Right, but you have players go out with you so you can play live.
Yeah, and... you know, I mean, there's always like kind of a hodgepodge of people coming and going, and it's always fun and interesting, kind of like changes the whole vibe all the time, you know, so I think it keeps me on my feet a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say, you're from Rockport?
I just came from Rockport. Okay. I live in Rockport now, so I took a bus, took a train, took an Uber, took another train to get here.
God, trains, planes, and automobiles.
Yeah. But I actually lived in Union Square for like 11 years.
Okay.
And, you know, got hushed out of there, as all the artists are.
Where do you grow up?
I grew up in Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Okay, great. You're a total local guy.
Yeah.
I grew up in Scituate. Now in Quincy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, what do you have for us next?
I was going to play a bunch of tunes off of a new record that I'm working on that should be out in the fall called Under the Moon and Far Away.
Okay.
And, I guess I'll just play a couple tunes off that. No one's really heard these, so this
is
kind of like...
you can tell us what they're about.
I was trying to keep it a little more rock and roll, so I didn't... Okay. You know what I'll do first? I'll do a song that I feel like fits the motif a little better.
Sounds great. All right. But I love that last one.
Thank you so much. Yeah. A lot of Tom Petty reference in that.
Right. What's that one called?
That's called Extraordinary Thing. Okay. There's kind of a Tom Petty Ramones reference, I feel like, timeline through all my stuff. All
right.
I'm kind of realizing at this very moment.
Well, I'm glad that came out on my show.
But this is an old song. This is called Idiot. It's one of my favorites and fun song about anxiety.
All right.
To my mind, you go, but I'm blind, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hey, I'm alive, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hey, I'm alive. Of my mind, smoke pouring out of my eyes. I said hello, hello, hi. You only say goodbye, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, I'm alive. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, just feel like
that's off Lovejoy. That's an older tune.
Okay.
You can find that on All Things Digital.
I saw it here.
Yeah. It exists. The great Dave Minahan produced that, actually.
Oh, we had him produce our EP, too.
He's a...
great guy.
He's a genius, really.
Yep.
Hangs out with some cool guys, you know. Paul Westerberg and Tommy Stinson.
Sure.
Yeah, just a couple regulars.
Tommy Stinson.
Speaking of, I actually going to see Tommy Stinson tonight.
From The Replacements?
Yeah.
Nice. Where's he playing?
He's playing he's opening the Lemonhead show at the Paradise.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. Yep.
Yeah. Pretty excited.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Have a great time there.
I'm excited about it.
Got any shows coming up for yourself?
So, yeah, I have one more show, I think, for the summer, because I'm working on this new record, and it's tough, you know, kind of like working on new songs, writing new songs, and then getting bands together and playing shows, and so I think I'm going to,
juggling a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's, sometimes I just kind of want to keep my head in the recording game and not pop up until I'm done, you know.
Yeah, we might do that like in November for our next EP.
Yeah.
We just got one EP out.
Sure. It's good, you know, it's challenging to kind of do both at the same time, but I'm excited. So I have a show at the Midway, which I haven't played at the Midway in probably like 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a while. I don't even know if I've been the JP in 10 years.
When's that going to be?
So the 22nd, so next Saturday.
Who are you playing with?
Playing with the Gala US.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're great. They've been on the show.
Yeah, I think they've been here as well. Yeah. Playing with them and Lockett, the Lockettes, I believe they're called.
I've heard of them, but I
love their names so much. I haven't heard them quite yet.
I haven't heard them, but I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to like them quite a bit.
Probably. If they put them with you and the Gala, they're probably damn good.
Yeah, I think it would be a fun show.
Yeah.
I am playing these shows, or I played a few shows doing this, but I'm going to be doing this one just solo electric.
Nice.
So a little different vibe, but, you know, it'll be rocking without the band.
Sure. I'll try and make that one. When is that? 22nd? Oh.
The 22nd, yeah.
I got Quincy Porch Fest on that day.
Oh, nice.
But have a great show.
Thank you.
I'm sure it will be packed.
Yeah, it'll be a great time. Absolutely.
Yeah. Want to do another song?
Yeah. So I'll kind of give a little story. I won't take too much of your time.
Let me just tell them, if they're just tuning in, you're listening to Mikey Holland of the Daisies. He is the Daisies. And go ahead.
Yeah. So this is a brand new song. It's called... It was tentatively called Ben, but I think it's just going to be called Ben, because I think that's a fine name. But me and my partner, who's out there in Radio Land listening right now with my pup, we went to New York to go see Ben Montench of the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Okay.
He played a rare solo solo piano show, and it was beautiful. It was a tiny little room, and it's probably about 50 to 60 people there. Kind of crazy to see. I've seen them throughout the years in huge places, so it's nice to be like, wow, he's a guy that exists.
Right.
Just playing a piano.
Right, that's awesome.
But it was really brilliant, and, you know, I kind of felt compelled to write this poem that I then turned into a song, so a little different than what I do, but, you know, I got to shake it up, I guess. So.
Right on. Let's hear it.
This song's called Ben, and that one's for you, Ben Montench, if you're listening anywhere. With a man through the on and off pounding of his black Italian leather sole shoe, and the way he made a room full of strangers move into quiet desperation. I fell in love while electricity shot right out of his eyes, in his arms, into the palms of his hands. The tips of his fingers had slowly played and boldly bashed the ballad of a wobbly heart. I fell in love while the woman I loved stood side by side, hand in hand under brilliant New York City springtime moon. I'm happy in the USA, I'm happy in the USA, but I feel so helpless in the USA. I fell in love with a room full of strangers that quietly wept for a man they likely never even met. Would have touched our hearts so deeply, he nearly brought the whole wide world together. You know it can be just that goddamn simple, and you know it can be just that goddamn simple, man. Keep a little heart, keep a little soul, keep a little human connection.
Keep a little heart, keep a little soul, keep a little human connection. I'm happy in the USA, so happy in the USA, but I feel so helpless in the USA. I'm happy in the USA, happy in the USA, but I feel so helpless in the USA.
Great stuff.
Thank you.
Very Dylan-esque, that one, I think.
Yeah, it's a little different. You know, I just kind of like to shake it up a little, you know?
Right.
I can't get too comfortable doing one thing.
Right.
Dylan never did, you know?
Right. Well, I played him earlier, and it was just, I'm comparing them. I'm going, this sounds very Dylan-esque, yeah.
I'll take that comparison. High praise.
What do you have next?
Yeah, I'll do a brand new song. I wrote this a few days ago, and I haven't recorded it or anything. I'm going to be recording it for this new record, and I played it the other day. It's just kind of a fun little tune. It's like a nighttime song. So, this song's called After Party.
All right.
To the after party, hey man, you going to the after party? We drank out now till the sun came up. We drank out now till the sun came up. We drank some more, we couldn't get enough. We drank out now till the sun came up. I said, tell me, are you going to the after party? Hey man, you going to the after party? And it goes all night long. To the after party, hey man, you going to the after party? I said, tell me, are you going to the after party? Hey man, you going to the after party? Until the next one, until the next one. Ooh.
party.
Great stuff, Mikey. It's Mikey Holland, the Daisies, and yeah, sounding good, man. How many more songs do you want to do?
Let's see. I'll do two more. Is that?
Yeah, that's great. That
good.
Okay. That's great. It's Mikey Holland on 91.5 WMFO.
So this is a song. This is an older one. This is a song off of my last record called Panic All the Time.
Mm-hmm.
And just a great. It sounds really self-loving. It's a great song. I was gonna say it's. I think it's a great song.
Right.
It's one of my favorites that I've written thus far in my career of writing songs, which I've written a lot.
All right, I can't wait.
This one shines through. It's called Wake Up the Night, and you know, it's kind of just.
Oh, let this. Hold on. There we go. I get it.
The FCC is in the phone.
Walgreens calling me about something. My drugs are ready.
All right, this is Wake Up the Night off Panic All the Time. Here we go.
Himself out. I try to feel fashion weighing my sentimental blood. I keep hollering at the moon till the sun comes up. I keep hollering at the moon cause I can't get enough. I think I'm most alive in dark bars with neon signs, cause I just need something more, something to wake up the night. Give me electric noise, the damaged girls and damaged boys. You know my heart's on fire, searching to destroy. I keep howling at the moon till the sun comes up. At the moon, cause I can't get enough. I keep howling at the moon till it wrecks my lungs. Yeah, I keep howling at the moon. I'm the lonely kind with a lonely heart, too old to try, young to stop. It fills me up, it fills me up, it fills me up. And I keep howling at the moon till the sun comes up. I keep howling at the moon cause I can't get enough.
Yeah, great stuff. The Daisies. How come you have a plural name, the Daisies? Why isn't it just the Daisy? Because you want guy.
You know, that's a good question. Like, I always think about, you know, when someone has, like, your name on their shirt. You know, when you're walking around or you're on the train or something and you see a shirt, it's like Paul Tom Band, you know, or
right.
Something. You're like, oh, it's not really that exciting, you know?
Right.
And, you know, it's like very... the, you know, I make the records, there's like bass, guitar, drums, all the things, so you know, it's like a band,
right?
Just a band in my head.
And well, and you do have bands on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
So sure.
and you know, I welcome the people I play with to, you know, kind of be a part of it too. So to me, it's kind of just like a strange collective of misfit weirdos.
It is a group of people. Okay. Very cool. And you have one left. I was wondering, I was listening to some of your stuff last night. You had a song, Dee Dee song?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey.
I guess that's about Dee Dee Ramone.
Dee Dee Ramone, yeah. That, actually, Dee Dee Ramone, great question. Dee Dee Ramone is my dog.
Oh!
That's a song that whenever I play at home, I play it for me and my partner and my dog, and we just kind of sit around. But he loves it, and he just kind of melts into a puddle when I play that song. It's very strange.
So that's why it's Dee Dee's song.
Dee Dee's song.
Yeah, I'm listening to it going, what's this have to do with Dee Dee?
Yeah, you know? I do love telling people that my dog's name is Dee Dee Ramone. I take great
That's pretty funny, yeah.
And he is a Dee Dee Ramone. He's a rascal, punk rock pup.
All right.
Could I play covers, or is that...
Oh, sure.
I don't know. I'm going to get sued or something.
No.
All right.
All right.
I figure out the last song I'll play, just a real special. Also, can I acknowledge this pick? I just made this pick, by the way.
What nice. What's it made out of?
So, I ordered a pick cutter, and...
oh, yeah.
I'm going to the beach. I live in Rockport, so I've been going to the beach and collecting trash, like plastic, and then I cut them into picks. So this was, I believe, part of some cup.
Cool. And it's like 29 on it.
Yeah, I don't even know. So I'm pretty excited. This is my debut of this pick as well.
Okay.
It's working great.
You made it yourself. It's yeah, awesome.
That is punk rock. All right.
DIY.
I'll send this one out to my buddies at Shays if they're listening out there.
All right.
Take away with your money and your cocaine. You keep thinking that her mind is gonna change. Well, I know everything is okay. She's gonna listen to her heart. It's gonna tell her what to do. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need. Can't you see it doesn't matter what you do? Buddy, you don't even know her. She's gonna listen to your heart. It's gonna tell her what to do. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need you. And you just can't sneak up behind her. Yeah, you can't understand. She's my girl, my girl. She's gonna listen to her heart. It's gonna tell her what to do.
Tom Petty cover.
Your engine's ready.
Yep. Revving up. Great stuff, Mikey.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Again, you're playing Midway Cafe Is that a matinee show?
No, I believe it's 8 o'clock.
Even better.
Rock and roll time.
Yep, Saturday night. Well, maybe I could make that. I play at 6 at Quincy Porch Fest.
There you go.
I'll try and make it.
Uber, baby.
What time you go on?
3rd out of 4. So probably around like 10.
Yeah.
10:30.
He's also playing with the Gala, Lockett.
Lockett and a band, I believe, Haunted Houses from New York. Kind of wild, Joy Division Darkness.
Oh, nice.
Kind of wild, yeah. I was like very impressed.
That sounds cool.
Good headphone music.
Well, why don't you stick around for a bit? We'll get a picture together, okay? Mm-hmm. And
sounds great.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
It was an absolute pleasure. How's the song Nirvana Summer?
Not my favorite.
No? Okay. Why don't you pick one of your favorites I have here? And we'll go out with
let's
that.
Let's do...
Something Rockin'.
Something Rockin'. All right. High Frequency Wire. The first Daisy song produced by the great Dave Minahan. If he's out there in the world, you're a fantastic man.
Hi, David. Okay. Here's some more Daisies, and I'll be back in a little while, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
call you a lover boy.
Try it, pick it up, take them lights away. Try it, pick it up, don't put that knife away. Try it, pick it up, don't take your life away. Try it, get it up, don't throw your love away. Try it, pick it up, don't take my knife away. Try it, won't pick it up, try to take them all away. Try it, pick it up, don't take my knife away. Oh, try it.
Somebody's got to go.